You're listening to C101.5 FM The Ha from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
And now that everyone has properly cleared their throats before conducting an interview, on the line with me right now is Nigel from, I had to do the introduction that way, Captain Wildchild, new EP coming out, four song, Killer Bees. Nigel, thank you for taking the time to chat with us here on Steel City Music, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Gunnar.
Yeah, man. We were just, before the interview, we were just catching up on how in the heck, when was the last time we spoke, and we think it was early part of 2019, and it was a phoner then, because you guys couldn't come up to the radio station at that time, and now it's like, man, that was like March, that was the last time I was at the radio station, so have you ever been up at the Hawk studios at Mohawk College?
Actually, I'm a Mohawk graduate, so I graduated the music program like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, did you really?
But, yeah, they have a cool setup there, but I've never been on the air there.
How come you never went into the radio station, man? It's like right in the hub of the media. Like you walk by it every day to get to your classes, man. It's all glass. Yeah.
Oh, we were, I don't know, all us music kids, we were an interesting bunch. We kept to ourselves.
Well, that is true. A lot of the music students never kind of wandered far away from the edge of the other classrooms, the setup that they have off the F-wing there. So that is kind of a true statement, I guess. So, but man, it was always there for you guys to go in and bring your music to. Well, not right now because it's locked down.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, I'm glad that you and I have a chance to chat about the new EP and everything. Four songs. Where did you guys do the recordings?
My place.
Really?
I live in a house with four other people.
Right.
And we have a music room in the basement. I've got like foam all over the walls, so all the vocals, amps and stuff happen in there. And then we set up a bunch of stuff in my living room and did drums.
That was it, eh? You said four other people. Were a couple of people in the band, or were these just roommates that were pretty cool with the whole situation?
Oh, roommates that are just pretty cool with the whole situation.
Right.
I was like, everybody, stay in your rooms. Don't come out. Don't make any noise. I'm making a gold record.
I'm making a gold EP at Hamilton in the basement. Well, I've been listening to it. I think it turned out all right. You know,
no, thank you very much.
Yeah, I've been digging it. I think that your bio is a little overblown, but that's just me, you know. You know, you're going to a true that's going
I
to change
the
whole
feedback.
World.
It's our first attempt at it. So.
Is it really? Well, the amount of times that I've had to look at bios in my life, just from like, because in my past, I was like, you know, I used to book bands and be a promoter and all that other stuff and tour manager back in the day. And then, and of course, at the radio station for years, I worked there. And I just find it funny that, you know, once I get a bio, it's just like whoever writes the bio is like, it's either they're going to be honest or they're just going to blatantly lie, you know. So I think maybe when people read your bio in whatever write-ups that you get, they'll figure it out on their own. But I got to tell you, you've stuck to your guns as far as getting photos done, like the rest of three-piece rock bands.
Yeah.
The wall photo's nice.
Yeah, gotta have some serious faces, black and white. You know?
Black and white, serious. But I mean, aside from all that other crap, I really enjoy the artwork, the album cover. Man, that was pretty creative. I like that with the bee with the knife and the blood.
Oh yeah, thank you. So that's a friend of our bassist. Scott Martin, he goes by the name of Burnt Toast Creative.
Okay.
Yeah, we reached out and talked. We wanted, you know, something that like our last releases, you know, it was all like photos, and
sure.
we didn't have like art done. So we wanted something that was really different. And what I really love about it is it's almost cute. But,
it is, but it's not.
Like. Yeah, but and then some of the energy on our EP, it's just like really frantic.
Right.
And
was that
I
something
like
that you had to
go together?
Was that something that you explained to the person doing the art ahead of time? Like, look, this is what we're about. Can you emulate that or put that to a vision? Or is it just something that they listened to your EP and went, oh, and got inspired that way?
I actually didn't deal with that side of stuff. It was our bassist that did that. But we got him to listen to the music before he did anything, though.
Well, the fact that one of the tracks is Killer Bees is kind of a tip of the hat to that notion.
Oh yeah, entirely.
Yeah. But it is. Yeah. I was, you know, I know I was joking around with you, crapping on the stuff that you sent over to me. But you guys really did a good job on putting everything together as far as your EPK. You have everything. You have everything in it. You get your YouTube links, your Spotify links, your Facebook, Bandcamp, and also Instagram. And it's frustrating anytime that anyone has to do any sort of like research or anything when someone says, hey, can you help us promote whatever, we got this thing, and they don't send you anything. It's kind of like you're shooting in the wind, right? You're just like, oh, you know, give me something.
Yeah.
But you guys put it all together, so I'm pretty ecstatic about that. Hey, it's Gunner, it's Steel City Music. My guest right now is Nigel Stewart. He's the drummer from Captain Wildchild. New EP that's out called Killer Bees EP. Four songs on this EP. Was it always your intention to put out an EP, or were you looking for an LP down the way?
We kind of have no idea. We just we do stuff as it comes. All this stuff was done just over like the quarantine, really. And then as things lifted, we were doing like the mixing kind of side of stuff. So we didn't know if we were going to put stuff out periodically, do it as this, but then we're like, hey, let's just put it out. We're writing new stuff, so we'll probably have something out within the next, I don't know, 6 or 7 months again. And that's how it came to be.
How's the writing process go for you guys? Because, you know, you just mentioned, you know, I mean, when things lifted, and that's referring to COVID, what we've been going through as a band, were you guys weren't able to get together and do any writing, and you had to wait for a little while? Was that the situation, or did you just Zoom it like everyone else?
We made ourselves our bubble.
Right.
Yeah, so like my Chad and Sam, the guitarist and the bassist, they actually live together.
Okay, well that's easy then. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we would just rehearse. We would just everybody had time to come up with ideas, and then so it wasn't really very out of the ordinary compared to any other time for us.
Mm-hmm. So you just, it sounds like you just kept rolling as if, you know,
pretty much.
You're lucky that you were in that situation, because a lot of other bands and people just kind of.
Yeah, so fortunate. Like, it's very privileged that it worked out for us that way. Like, it wasn't a typical situation, but having the ability to do that with the space that is here, put us in the perfect position to get some stuff done. And everybody was angry about the quarantine. Nobody wants COVID to be happening. Yeah. But we had a tour plan. We were going to go out to the East Coast and back over the summer.
Right.
And I was like, now what? Now what are we going to do? And it turned into, let's make an EP.
Might as well. Yeah, well, you got the time, so you might as well do it. How many dates did you were you able to put together to go to the East Coast, and how far in the East Coast were you going to go?
We were going to go as far as Halifax. We had, by the time everything locked down, we had like 5 or 6, and I was looking to maybe get to like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to have some, I didn't want to have too many weekday shows. I wanted to have some, like, relaxing time in Montreal, some relaxing time in Halifax. So I was trying to work it slightly vacation-y, but also playing a bunch between here and there. But the furthest we were going to go was Halifax.
Hey, man, touring is expensive, and you use the term vacation-y as well in your response there. Where were people going to put you up, that sort of thing? Were you lucking out that way, or did you guys put a kitty aside where you could like all sleep in one room?
We have a bunch of people that we know just between here and there.
Yeah.
Like, my brother lives in Ottawa. My sister lives in Montreal. One of my best friends lives in Halifax. And then maybe we would have just set up a tent somewhere otherwise. you know, have some fun with it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, hygiene is important as well.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing at the tent thing because immediately I got hit with a bunch of memories of touring across Canada and someone saying, well, I got the tent set up. I'm like, oh no, we're sleeping outside. Fabulous.
Yeah.
That is part of the gig as an independent musician here in this country anyway. So only four songs on this one. Did you guys have another one recorded for the next four? Like, did you do like eight songs? You can do a split EP, that sort of thing? Or you just did
no.
a four?
So it was, we did all the recording, all the mixing by ourselves. So like, it was just a big learning experience. So we didn't take on too much at once, but, we've actually been back in the studio since these have been done, but at B-Town in Burlington.
Right.
Why the jump
to B-Town?
You know, Mickey Ellsworth?
No. Tell us about him.
Oh, okay. So he's a... Okay, yo, first of all, huge shout-out to Mickey Ellsworth, because he's been a very good guy to us. But he's an mixing engineer, audio engineer. He works out of B-Town Sound in Burlington.
Okay.
And he reached out to us and was like, hey, let's make some songs. And we were like, all right.
That was it, eh?
So, yeah, pretty much. We did a live four-track EP October of 2019. I think it was October 1st, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We did four tracks in one day live off the floor with him there. And okay. We have like a whole video accompaniment to go with it up on YouTube.
Right.
And then, I've worked with him in previous bands as well.
Oh, okay.
So I really like working with him. Chad was in the same band when we worked with him in the past. So we both really like him. Sam has met him. He really likes him. And we think he likes us, so it was just it was a fun time.
We think he likes us.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Hey, Mickey, do you like us? Call me back. I know you never return my messages, but maybe you will this time.
Well,
bye.
There you go. You said something nice. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, we covered off on the EP, and then you had to be sound that you did some recording there as well, and plus the stuff you did at home. And the artwork that you and I both agree is like fantastic. We both dig it. Walk us through the video for Killer Bees. Who did it and how did you hitch up with them? And I know you must have spent easily $500,000 on this video.
Oh yeah. It's state of the art, you know, man, like Spielberg's got nothing on this.
Nothing on this one.
Yeah. So time to shout out a good buddy of ours as well, Chris Plum.
Right.
He's also a Mohawk grad. I met him when I was in res, so like 7 years ago.
Okay.
But he does a bunch of photography, video in the area. He's shot my bands in the past. And the first time we worked with him was actually before we had any music out, any shows going. He just took some pictures for us. And then once we started playing shows, he started coming out taking pictures, and then he did the video for our live thing that I was telling you about from B-Town. And then we hit him up. We're like, hey, let's do our first music video.
If it's your first one, how did it feel for you?
It feels pretty cool. It was fun. I like the premise of it. It's, you know, it's kind of goofy. Like, this guy is getting chased by killer bees through Bayfront, but he doesn't know it. He's just rollerblading.
He's just rollerblading, singing. Yep.
Yeah, he's singing along to the song, and at the end, you got to watch it to see what happens. But something happens. Hey, this is Nigel from Captain Wildchild. We got a new EP, the Killer Bees EP, coming out December 11th, and you can check it out on Spotify.
I'm sure that everybody must know by now, maybe it's a little late for some of you to know, that there is a some sort of strange national effort to bring censorship to first the rock and roll industry, then to the video industry, then the National Council of Churches wants to have ratings on normal television programming. And then it'll get to books, and then it'll get to any kind of sign you want to carry around the street, and then you'll all be wearing the same color clothes, and I don't think you're all going to learn how to speak Chinese, but I think that they all want you to sort of worship the same God.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
For us, we're in it for love. For love, for love, for love. me up.
See, you got this.
And if you're losing it,
you got this.
You got this. Forever.
Walk next to trash bags my landlord won't take after. after Nick's backlash, but I can leave here tomorrow, and I'll be back again in a safe haven, and I don't know what I am. My family flew out for my last college soccer game. Rain, no, in fall, filled the North Cafe. I was exhausted, but jogging stretched our nose. Complimentary breakfast leftovers, then knocked on the door. Was greeted with warmth, sensations of comfort. It's something we can't buy, the joy in their eyes, familiar smiles they haven't seen their son in a while. University, my friend's girl left him. He lost his head, his presence faded away. I tried to be there, no words could be said. Distractions were best, but feelings fade away. In time, in time, and often there's nothing to say.
The problem is that the music might reflect the behavior, attitudes, values of those in the 18 or older bracket. However, when that music is listened to by 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds, and 10-year-olds, it moves from the area of being a reinforcer and an encourager into the role of educator. And many of these young children are being educated in these things before they have any kind of frame of reference to properly put it in.
As a policy guide for the individual companies.
I believe that most people in the United States are smart enough to realize that if a parent does not want their children to hear objectionable material, they have many alternatives. One, don't buy a record at all. Two, shop in the children's section. Get your 8 or 9-year-old child a Smurf record or something like that. Three, buy instrumental music. Have you ever thought of letting your children hear jazz or classical music?
You're listening to Steel City Music.
When the sun sets, I darkness with the blink of an eye. When the sun sets, I can finally see the light again. It said that repetition of the same things, expecting new results for life to bring, makes me crazy, but I guess this life's insanity. So will you stay and keep me company? Keep me from slipping into misery. Well, I don't wanna feel so alone. Sunset time can open my eyes, wipe away the darkness with the blink of an eye. When the sun sets, I can finally see the light again. My love in Boston, I guess it weighed you too damn much. Now I look back through a postcard. The love we had once, if I can go right back in time, just to give some things another try. Maybe 16 or 17, I'd do things all so differently. Oh. Oh. I left my home real early, I was 18. Is that adventurous enough? Saw the states, I even kicked some. An old VW bus. But now I want to go back home by the harbor or the cobblestone. And meet you there just one last time. Though this time I know I won't be shy. All my love in Boston. Was afraid I'd fall too hard. Now she's married
to another. I'm left out in the dark. If I can go right back in time, just to give some things another try, I'd slap myself across the face and tell myself time travel's fake. Cause as the days keep rolling by, I sit here and I waste my time making songs for memories of moments that never came to be.
spring has almost come.
Rush it all away. took a spell behind a well, and when I did wait, would you believe the sky turned green and a crown upon my
listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Hey, this is Gunnar, and you're listening to Steel City Music. In this hour, we will hear from Chasing Ella, Broden, Twinsmith, Argonaut and Wasp, Wild Lowe's, Eads, Honey Drip. Can you tell that I'm just rattling off a lot of music? Because I am. This hour has a lot of music. Also, mailing. Fewer Dolls, Cajon Concept, that's a wonderful name for a band, Oracle Sisters, Clow Dink, Tippling Rock, Younger Hunger, and Mum Ra, which is a band that we used to play back in the day at the old